This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind is on the air, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, folks. We love you, love you, love you. We love you every day, but Fridays we really love you, because why do we really love them on Friday, Todd? Because we're in a little bit.
We really love them every day. You're starting to confuse me now.
Well, there's more listeners on Fridays. What? It's just more of you to love. I don't know. I'm just feeling the love. Feeling the love today. Todd Mitchell is riding shotgun with me here.
Bangs.
I got a tweet reply to a photo I put out from the Burgum inaugural gathering at the event center on Wednesday. And the question of me was, where's Todd Mitchell?
Was about I was there.
Question marks. I said, yeah, I said.
You got there, right? It was a photo before you arrived, and they wanted to know where you were. No, they really.
Boy, Scott, you're sounding weird.
I'm sounding weird?
Yeah.
Technically weird, like
Yeah.
A little glitch of some kind.
Yeah, it's like you and Charlie Brown's teacher made a kid. He's hosting the show today or something. It was fine for a while there.
Justin and Reba.
Now you're almost... Right, Manny? You're hearing it on your end, too, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Don't you think that was a pretty good description of a cross between a human and Charlie Brown's teacher?
Yeah, it's like Charlie Brown's teacher mixed with, like, Optimus Prime and a couple other things, but... We'll definitely try and get it rectified, though, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, because this guy's going to be going crazy now. He won't need coffee, though. That's the good thing. He'll be totally wired. 1-800-2... What's that?
Is it better now?
Oh, so far.
So far, it's better now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
The wizards that know how to run these things are looking at me like, it should be fine. Everything's fine. They give me thumbs up. Dustin and Matt, Lean have just said, we're good. So I guess we're good. But I was going crazy that whole time when I'm thinking.
I knew you would be.
What's not working?
It's withdrawals, you know. It's like a drug.
Anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And also you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, Friday edition. All right, a couple of guests later in the program. Ole Larson, who's a senator from Minot, will talk Obamacare. Do you see what the Democrats are doing now with Obamacare? They're messaging. They've got a PR campaign out suggesting that what Republicans want to do is make America sick again. Sick again. These people. All they know how to do is slogans. Go to work, for crying out loud, and fix something everybody agrees is a mess. When the uber-liberal Mark Dayton... I mean, you don't get any more kooky liberal than Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, when he says Obamacare is no longer affordable. The Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable. And he rips his bosom buddy, Barack Obama. You know it's bad. They're just clueless. But let's hope they continue to be clueless, because they'll be, you know, they'll take on the North Dakota model before long, where they can meet in a phone booth. So, speaking of Donald Trump, I wouldn't mind you giving me a little report card. I mean, he's not even president yet, but... You know, at least since, you know, the election and leading up to who he's picking to be in his cabinet and some of the things he's saying and he's doing, how's he doing? Same thing with the Burgum Sanford team. You know, obviously very early into this, been governor since the 15th of December, just this week the legislative session begins. How are they doing? I'd be curious what you think there. And anything else on your mind? We talked about President Dean Brashani being up for this job at Ohio University. I know NDSU faithful are... up in arms over that, believing it's the fault of the governing body of the university system in North Dakota, despite the fact, by the way, that he received a 7-1 vote of support from the Board of Higher Ed. Pretty favorable, given you know, his own actions, pretty favorable job approval from our job performance review by Dr. Mark Hagerot, the chancellor of the North Dakota University system. And 2 months after that, you know, he's a finalist for a job that he clearly could have withdrawn from if he wanted to. So it looks to me like this is more about Dean Brashani looking to better himself, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. But some people will want to put that on the, you know, to blame other people, but that just happened. So that's come up. We talked about an 80-mile-an-hour speed limit. I was surprised. I don't know if you were, Todd. I was surprised the amount of people didn't like that idea. Thought that that was a bad idea in the time we talked about that yesterday. So, and of course, we have an ecological disaster known as a ground zero for the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This from people who disrupted the lives of so many, law enforcement, farmers, ranchers, average everyday North Dakotans just going about their life in the name of protecting Mother Earth. I'm a little confused. Thought this was about protecting water. There will be more damage done to the water from the ecological disaster they've created and an encampment where they were at illegally than anything the Dakota Access Pipeline could ever possibly do. Isn't that unbelievable? That is, unless this is cleaned up in short order and people come together, including the federal government, especially the federal government, in getting it done. But we brought you a lot of news about that this week, directly from Governor Bergeman, General Dorman yesterday, and others as well. So a lot going on, folks, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments on all of it. Did I give you Todd's number to text? You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or you can do what Mark and Goodrich has done. Just pick up the darn phone and call us, 258-0550. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to comment on the Russian hacking narrative. I believe it's intended to distract people from the three main reasons why Hillary lost the election. That number one reason would be director of the FBI, James Comey, testified that Hillary's mishandling of State Department emails was a violation of the law, and he reopened that investigation a few days before the election. Reason number two, Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, there's compelling evidence implicating her and the Clinton Foundation in criminal pay-for-play schemes. And reason number three she lost the election is the DNC emails that were released demonstrated the profound corruption and hypocrisy of the Democrat National Committee. And I think Republicans like John McCain and Lindsey, who are pushing this false narrative about Russian hacking, are really complicit in covering up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and they should be treated as such.
Yeah, very good points, Mark. Here's something that's just perplexed me through this whole thing. So if I write you an email, and in it I'm doing something that I don't want anybody else to know about, and if it was public, it would be very bad, right? Okay. And the email gets out. Who jumps up and down about who put the email out? Isn't really the illegal activity and or unethical activity in the email really the issue? This idea that, you know, so like, you know, you wouldn't want Russians to be influencing our elections, certainly. And I don't know that we know that they have and have done anything. Nobody suggested there was anything in the way of a difference in the outcome because of this. But really, the root cause of any quote-unquote damage to the election process would have been from John Podesta and the others who actually wrote the emails. Am I wrong?
No, I absolutely agree, and that's why I'm convinced this is nothing but a distraction intended to take the public's attention off of the criminal behavior. Like, the FBI director admitted she violated the law as Secretary of State. Come on. It's not the Russian hacking, if it's even a real issue, which I really don't believe it is. I support Trump. I believe that the CIA has made mistakes in the past. I believe the CIA has been politicized, and right now they're on a political vendetta against Trump, who, of all things, wants to make America great again. They're opposed to that. They're opposed to putting America first again, above all other nations and other nations' interests in trade and other issues. So you know, I'd like to comment on the new governor as well in North Dakota.
You have 30 seconds. Go ahead, Mark.
I support Doug Burgum. I'm glad he got the Republican nomination. I'm glad he's governor. I'd like people to remember that as a leader of a division of Microsoft, he's part of the Microsoft culture. And Bill Gates is vehemently in support of global warming, and he supports zero CO2 emissions in America. That would make America a third world nation. So, you know, when Doug Burgum talks about walking as opposed to driving, that's great. That's conservative values. But remember the Microsoft culture he was a part of. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you very much. I don't think, Bill Gates' way of thinking would last 5 minutes in North Dakota, but I think we shouldn't underestimate the influence of Doug Burgum's way of thinking on Bill Gates, right? It goes both ways. So I don't think our governor, goes to the beat of the drum of Bill Gates. More of your opinions after this.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
On your mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Texter says, are there any pics of the camp? That's a good question. I'm going to ask for that, and maybe we can put them up on social media. They are, because I've heard Cody Schultz of the Morton County Commission and also yesterday General Al Dorman talking about photos of the camp and how they have a sense of how much snow was there and how much was there before the snow and, the cars and, There have been photos, and I've also heard some of the examples of the worst of the worst of the ecological concerns that they have, whether it be cars or whatever. So I know they do have that. I don't know if they've released that or if they can or will or whatever, but I'll certainly ask. But I've not seen any of the aerial photos they discuss, so I'm guessing they're available. So we'll check that out. A texter says, I know more people now than ever that won't go to the doctor because they can't afford it. You know, that's only gotten worse after a program that was designed to say, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your plan, you can keep it. And, you know, but the only thing they're able to say is, well, costs aren't going up as much as they would have been. But it is really, really bad. I mean, the premiums, the deductibles, the changes that have come. So the idea that rather than recognizing, look, Barack Obama took a swing at this and it didn't work, let's roll up the sleeves and be part of the solution. Now they're going to basically do what they see the Republicans having done. And that is just be against everything. Because remember, Obamacare passed without a single Republican vote. Fine, in my view. Really, I think that's fine for this reason. The Democrats were never going to go in with a free market solution to health care. They were always going to go in with a plan that was designed to get us to single payer. Obama said as much. Hillary said as much. That was their plan. Again, you have to understand, and people that have been around the block do, but newcomers to the political process, Democrats, the vast majority of the time, and I say this more so of the Democratic Party's mentality nationally than I do of individual people, for instance, in North Dakota, that might be Democrats just because their parents were Democrats and their parents were Democrats and they don't know any different, might not have this view. Because the North Dakota Democrat, in most cases, I'm talking about not elected leaders, because the elected leaders in the Democratic Party, most of them are, in fact, of this ilk of, we need to get people dependent on us so we have a constituency forever. That's how you think when you're a big government Democrat. So they were never going to come up with something that would be a good way to go. Long term. They wanted a plan that was, they could get their hooks into as many people as possible. Oh, the uninsured, let's pull them in. Okay, we'll get, and hopefully get to single payer. So the change that will come, I think, will be exciting. I really do. 800-228-0550. More of your texts and calls. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Making America great again starts with you. Show your community and your country you stand behind America. Replace that political yard sign with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com is spending this winter reminding us that as communities, we can stand together as an undivided nation, flying our own flag. And all of Jim's flags are American-made. Same with the poles. Don't buy the cheapos. Buy the best. It'll last. And show your support for America. American-made and proud of it. ndflagpoleguy.com or call 701-571-FLAG. 701-571-FLAG. Another texter. Regarding Obamacare, we essentially spent around a half $1 trillion of taxpayer money to dump around 15 million people into the Medicaid, Medicare system. That's it. That's all it did. I agree. I couldn't agree anymore. And the best the Democrats have now in response is a slogan. Make America sick again. Donald Trump is getting a ton of grief because when he saw Chucky Schumer roll out the Make America Sick Again campaign, he tweeted out something about Schumer being the head clown. That has the political class and the media punditry totally in a tither. Oh, he's name calling. Oh, yes, not presidential. That's not. Does that bother anybody? I asked for report cards for both Trump and Burgum to this point, and I'm curious if that causes anybody to, you know, add a minus maybe to the A or the B for Donald Trump. It doesn't for me, because it's who he is, folks. I mean, again, that's how he got elected. And I think it keeps them all on edge. You know, if you do something stupid, like roll out a slogan in response to fixing a very serious program and problem that you fixed, then you're going to get that treatment. And I think it also is a great way for him to bypass the media. It drives him nuts. I think it's fine. I wouldn't do what he does sometimes on social media, were I ever in that position. But it is who he is. I don't, you know, it's like saying, it's kind of like the way you wear your hair there. I wish you'd wear it a little differently. It's part of him. Casey emails, and by the way, I want more of your calls. I'm getting great texts and great emails here, but I want your calls on these too. So get to it here at 800-228-0550. I have open lines. We never have open lines. So use the moment. Seize the moment. 800-228-0550. Casey says, on Trump, I give him a B. I think he's doing a decent job so far, but he needs to stay off social media. I feel like some of the jabs on social media are petty and come off as rather childish and make the office of president seem less respected than it should be. All right. Interesting point on that. So he's giving him a B, where it sounds like he might otherwise give him an A, specifically because of what I just said. Todd or Manny, do you think Donald Trump should stay off social media? Yes, no, why?
Everybody's on social media. Why not? Most efficient method of conversation with a group ever created.
So if you and I can do it,
don't kill the messenger.
Why shouldn't a president of the United States be able to do it?
Exactly.
Okay.
I got no problem with it.
What do you think?
I think he needs to be careful, but
I don't care. I mean,
you don't care either way?
I mean, I guess if he wants to do that, then, you know, I mean, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me either way, I guess.
All right. We'll let you go answer phones while I tell you the grade that Casey sends for Doug Burgum. He gets an A. His State of the State address demonstrated a true passion for that state that most politicians just don't have anymore. I can appreciate someone that gets emotional in front of his peers about things he believes in. Governor Burgum has a genuine belief that he can fix the things that are broken in North Dakota. I also like that he doesn't buy into the just because we've always done it that way it makes it right mentality. Casey and Bismarck, some pretty good thoughts there. And we're going to let folks agree or disagree. I said the day after the State of the State, I played the first 2 minutes of it, and I said, pick two things that really stand out to you, and I want to tell you what stuck out to me. One was exactly what you said, him getting emotional, because that's real. You can feel that, and I think it's cool that he's not afraid to do that, and also the gratitude component. Matthias in Bismarck, Garrett in Bismarck, Jim in Fargo on whether Trump should be on social media and a report card when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Powered by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better as they do. Filled up there yesterday, right in the shadow of the Capitol. Got my little bag of popcorn and soda and hit the road yesterday back in Fargo today. At the studios of the AM 1100, the flag, our Red River Valley flagship, 550K Fire, the 55,000-watt legendary voice of the Northern Plains, and, of course, KTGO and KLTC, bringing you What's on Your Mind each and every weekday right here. But we're going to be on the road a lot. Busy week. Next week, presidential inaugural committee updates for you ahead of the big event the following week. Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, Congressman Kevin Kremer's weekly talk radio town hall. We're going to talk Obamacare with John Godfrey, the North Dakota Insurance Commissioner as well. And then the week after that is our inaugural coverage. So we'll be doing lots of coverage. Actually going to be all over. So a lot happening. All right, let's get to the phones here. Matthias in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing well. You're talking about Trump and Twitter. I am not a social media guy, but my job, I talk with people all the time, every day. I'm at work, all that kind of good stuff. Everybody is thinking what he's saying, and that's part of the, I don't know if I should say it, but charm that Donald Trump has for the regular Americans that are out there. He's saying what we're thinking right across the board.
You're right. I think, and again, that's how he got elected, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what everybody missed in the punditry and the political class and the cocktail party crowd and all the experts. They were clueless. They told us how the guy was a clown, he was going to lose, it was a joke, you can't do that, you can't tweet. So this idea that now, okay, he's about to be president and president-elect, and somehow he should stop when it reflects what everybody's thinking, as you say. I mean, how many of us don't think Chuck Schumer's a clown?
Well, the other part of this, too, is that I think that they're, you know, I'm going to use the plural they, but they go through, and I think that they're worried that a lot of the stuff that they're going to try to pull behind closed doors that they've been getting away with for the last 8-10 years, I think that they're worried that he's going to get on Twitter and say, well, this person is holding this up because they want some kind of, you know, again, general pork barrel project that we're not going to stack on top of whatever legislation we're doing. And I think they're scared to death of dealing with that because they've not had anybody call them out on their shenanigans.
You couldn't be any more right. And that's what he certainly did with, you know, what he's doing with Chuck Schumer here. But it's also what he did with the defense contractor that had the Air Force One, or was it Boeing? It was Boeing that had Air Force One. He says, it's ridiculous. I'm not gonna pay $5 billion for two planes or whatever it was. And guess what happened? They took a billion off the deal, you know, so nobody, it's a great tool.
Absolutely. It's and what you were saying earlier about how he's bypassing the media, he's gonna relegate them to only the people that agree with him pretty quick. When he can get on Twitter and talk to however many million people directly, it's real tough for them to spin things the way that they have been or the way that they want to, especially when you can get both sides of the story by going online in 2 seconds. So,
interesting perspective. Thank you, Matthias. Call again. Jim and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, yeah, the Democrats are worried about this Twitter stuff because, you know, for years they've controlled the media. Well, take a look at it now. The Republicans, when they fought Obama and stuff, they didn't get all the press. The Democrats get more press about the stuff they're arguing about. What they should ask Chuck Schumer is, you had the Senate, the House, and the presidency. Why do you think you lost all three? Because people don't want Obamacare. Don't you understand that?
I mean,
can he get that through his
wellness
head?
Part of me says, good, keep it up. Because if you think this is a good
absolutely.
Thing, you think this is working for you? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, come
why
on.
Did you lose? Why did you lose the Senate and the House? Because people don't want Obamacare. That's a disaster.
And they don't get it. They absolutely don't get it. They're married to it.
And he's bypassing the press, which before controlled the news flow, and it's driving him nuts because he goes right to the people. Just like Ronald Reagan did back in the 80s. He said, guess what? You don't want this? I'm going to get on national TV and then tell people to get a hold of their senators and Congress. And they did, and the phones rang off the hook, and guess what? He got what he wanted.
Good points, Jim. Appreciate it. Garrett Bismarck, you're next at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I guess the last two callers really kind of summed up what I was going to say. You know, I think with Twitter, that's the new way of running government again. You know, like Burgum was talking about new ways of running government. I think Trump is, that's exactly what he's doing, and he's there. They can't control him, and that's what it's all about. On Obamacare, I'll tell you guys what Obamacare has done to me personally. I'm in my mid-30s, and I've had 8 open-heart surgeries throughout my life. I've gone to Mayo Clinic since back in 98 was my first year that I've been going to Mayo Clinic. And I have an insurance policy through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and when I took that over, and mind you, I was 19 years old when I started making my own payments. I was paying $250-some a month, and that was for an 80-20 policy. So as I've gotten older, my premium has climbed all the way to over $500. Okay? When this happened, when Obamacare passed in 14, I got a phone call and said that they weren't offering the 80-20 plan anymore, and I ended up having to take a different plan, which it lowered my premium about $65, but my deductibles doubled. So that's what it does to me, and for me to even add my family on my plan, which I'm married now and I have 2 small kids, I'd pay close to $1,800 a month out of my pocket just to have my family on my plans. So that's what it's done to me.
How many of those surgeries came after your 80-20 plan switched? I mean, I would imagine total dollars out of your pocket had to skyrocket if those surgeries happened on the back half of that.
Well, thank God right now I haven't had a surgery since 2001, but I do have a pacemaker and a defibrillator, and this is also something that is very troubling to me. I called in yesterday, and I was before the last guest that you had on, and I said that, you know, we are behind in our health care, and this is something that I've gone through just in the last 6 months. I have a pacemaker and a defibrillator, and I live here in Bismarck, okay? I was having some problems with it because I had the battery replaced about back in August. And if there's something wrong, I have an alarm that goes off. It sets off, and I can hear it. Well, my alarm had went off. And I couldn't get anybody at Sanford or St. Alexis Hospital to just get the machine that they need to put it over to read it to see what was going on. And it turned out that it just needed to be reset because I have this thing beside my bed that at night it'll send transmissions back to mail, you know, and they can see my heart rate and all that if I've had any, because I have rhythm problems. Why wouldn't they help you?
Because they said that
I'm too much of a risk. So what? A long story short, Scott, what ended up happening is I had to drive the 200 miles to Fargo to their Sanford Hospital. Mind you, we have one here in Bismarck. I had to drive to Sanford Hospital in Fargo, North Dakota, 200 miles away, for them to do 15 minutes of work. How is that right? This is what a lot of people.
So you told me you tried both Sanford and St. Alexis, and they both said, sorry, we can't do it because you're too much of a risk?
Yes, they told me that I was too much of a risk and that I deal, and mind you, Mayo Clinic has a, I had my doctors calling both of these hospitals, and they said, we don't want nothing to do with him. And they said, you can either go do what they want you to do or go to Fargo, or you can go to the ER, but they're just going to send you to Fargo anyway. That's what I was told.
Now again, when we talk about too much of a risk, I don't know, but if your doctor's got the same answer from both Sanford Bismarck and St. Alexis Bismarck, it tells me that, you know, it is more of a problem of the system, if you will, to say if we do that when we don't have the quote unquote expert here to do that, then we could get whacked if something happens and we're not going to do it. It's a problem with Obamacare too. Right? I mean, that's a problem with healthcare delivery. And I have long believed that the biggest thing that we as consumers of healthcare don't think of in the way of a fix is tort reform. Because the idea that if I go in and, maybe I got a little bit of a flu, but they start saying, well, it could be flu, could be this, so let's give them that X-ray, let's give them this one, that's good. They start doing all this stuff to ensure that they've absolutely done everything possible because they're worried I could sue them, that if it wasn't the flu, but it was really cancer, that I come back against them. Tort reform would do, in my mind, more to bring down the cost than anything. So there's just, and of course, it was always dismissed by the left for this grand fix of Obamacare. Well, you have an amazing story, Garrett, no doubt about it, and I hope as these changes come about, you keep us abreast of what's working for you, okay?
I will. Thank you, Scott. You guys have a good day now.
You as well. Thanks for the call. Here's an off-air call that came in just a moment ago.
Good morning, Scott. Yes. Been so bummer to let them people camp out over there on that land, on the federal land, and they made a mess. And come January 21st, he'll be out of a job. So I think Donald Trump should appoint him cleanup manager of that and give him a super pooper scooper. And that way he'll have a job as soon as he gets out, and Obama or Trump creates a job there for him. Thank you. Have a great day.
There's a couple of things there. One, yes, I mean, he owns that mess, and obviously the president has some close ties to Standing Rock at Cannonball, and one of his, well, the longest serving policy advisor in his administration was the sister of Chairman Dave Archambault. So there's a connection. President, First Lady were there. So he'd want to help, I would think, number one. Number two, a job. He's got a job, a real job, right? And so that'd be lots of boxes to check there. I like that. Todd, what do you think? The pooper scooper? And it'd be a great photo op.
Super pooper scooper.
There you go.
Not just the regular one, but yeah.
Call the turd burglar. Give him a call. Yeah, is that guy still around? I love that.
He is still around. Trent Lewis talks about him a lot.
Oh, I see the vehicle once in a while. You can't make it up. Only in America can you name a business the turd burglar. Anyway, we digress. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Henry and Fargo wants to weigh in. Lots of text rolling here. Here are some emails, too, on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Driver error is the cause of more than 97% of weather-related vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator Terry Weaver discussing two courses that can improve driving skills and help prevent crashes.
We offer defensive driving courses of all types across the state. We have our basic DDC 4, which is defensive driving course. It's a 4-hour course for any age group, 14 to 99 if you're still driving. It's good for the insurance discount. It's good for a point reduction. It's some really good information that people can walk away with just as a reminder if you're a seasoned driver. It's just good reminders of what safe practices are. We have a Live at 25, which is specifically for younger drivers, inexperienced drivers. Good for that insurance discount, but it just helps those kids understand the risks of being in a car.
Register for a defensive driving course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Listen to your radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. We're going to tell you about next month, the most generous day of the year, and to tell you about one of the organizations you can support. This is a wonderful thing. We had a lot of fun with this statewide on all of the stations that we're on. Giving Hearts Day 2017, February 9th. It'll be here before you know it. Stay tuned for an update on that in just a moment. Right now, John in Fargo has a comment. What's on your mind, John?
Well, I just wanted to give a couple of grades here. One on the current governor, Bergen. He seems like a regular, what they used to call Republican back in the day. I think he'll do a fine job. He doesn't say anything to that alarm me too much. And the Democrats didn't run anybody of competency against him, so, but I think he'll be okay. As far as Trump, I believe that I'll grade him in his pre-actual presidency as a flat-out F failure. And I believe that after he is inaugurated and takes over the country, that he will be a disgrace to the people of the United States.
Would you, who did you vote for?
Well, I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, so I think there's probably a lot of Hillary Clinton voters that think that of Donald Trump, so I don't think that's big news. But I'd be interested as we go to visit with you more, John. Appreciate the call today. But an F from a Democrat doesn't... it doesn't surprise me. I mean, maybe if you're objective at some point, then you would think a little bit differently. But if you're a hardcore Hillary Clinton person, you're gonna think Donald Trump, you know, at this point is worthy of an F, I guess. Appreciate the call very much. All right, we are going to talk a little more about Obamacare. We had a lot of calls about that today, and we're going to do that after the top of the hour with Ole Larson, Senator from Minot, and then more of your calls. Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. We're going to talk about we'll do more of the grades. We'll keep the grades going, and we'll see what Chris has in the way of a grade for Burgum and Trump camps, and welcome more of yours. You can keep them coming at 800-228-0550 or text 701-226-8503, and then Senator John Hovind at the bottom of the hour. Right now, as I mentioned, Giving Hearts Day is coming up February 9th. It is the most generous day of the year. This started in 2008. And about a $325,000 online day, big day, it was a big deal. But I tell you what, folks, this has grown and grown and grown and grown. $8.3 million has now been raised since that time. 37,139 donations to 326 charities and causes in North Dakota and Western Minnesota last year. And it's growing every single year. Our next guest is Rob Swears. Rob is with the New Life Center and one of the recipients of that generosity that you can give on Giving Hearts Day. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. I love Giving Hearts Day. If for no other reason, it gives us a chance to learn about all the good that's being done in our region and hear about great organizations. So tell folks what kind of good you guys are doing every day at the New Life Center.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for the opportunity. So we are, most people think of us as a homeless shelter. We're a shelter for men 18 and over, and we've got 108 beds in our facility. We also provide the basics of food and clothing, so really touching on all the basics, food, shelter, and clothing. And our food and clothing that we are able to provide for folks is also provided to folks in the community. So it's not just the in-house guys, but those in the community as well. And last year, we served over 3,500 people through the New Life Center here in Fargo.
That's a big number when you do the math on 108 beds and think about what you're having to accommodate. What sets you apart? What is different about the New Life Center from other homeless shelters?
You know, obviously, everyone who's providing shelter to someone in need is doing an outstanding, fabulous job. Two of the things that I think are very important that we provide here, one is our accountability-based programming. And so we have two different tracks, if you will. When someone comes in, they've got a opportunity for up to 30 days of just the basics of, you know, you've got a safe bed, we're a sober environment, you don't have to be looking over your shoulder, you can really have a place of stability. And if they say, you know what, I really want to work on what landed me in this situation and I want your help getting out of it, but then they've got an opportunity to go into our longer-term program, which is called our Passport Program. And that program, there are benchmarks where the individuals who stay with us, they need to participate more so than in our 30-day program. They need to partner with us, if you will, in their recovery from homelessness. And so they're attending classes, they're volunteering some of their time, they are helping around the mission do some things. And if they say they want the help, but then they are not willing to participate and help themselves, well, that's where obviously the accountability comes in. I'm sorry, you can't stay here. You need to move on because we've got guys sleeping on the floor who really would like to be in the program. And so that accountability is very important. The second part of it is we also partner right now with a local healthcare provider, Sanford Health here in Fargo, and we have a program for medical respite. And so we're, I believe, the only shelter in the state that's actually providing medical respite. So folks who are medically, they're not medically complex enough to require a hospitalization, but they're still too medically fragile, if you will, to go into our general population. They are in medical respite.
And again, yeah. a great differentiator.
Yeah,
you bet. Center. Find out more and circle Feb 9 on your calendar. We're going to be doing a lot of these leading up to the 9th. Do your research. Find out more about these folks and give. ImpactGiveBack.org. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.